This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam on Campus FM.
Good afternoon, Margaret, and the auditorium.
How are you today?
Today is quite rainy, but it's still good mood because we're again in your program to discuss about how we can improve our health and our well-being.
That's true. And in fact, today we're going to talk about vegetables, but I hope that during this program we are going to give you some information which could have escaped you or will help you to look at vegetables in a different way. We are aware of the fact that we should have a balanced diet. So, Dr. Lydia, what role do vegetables play?
The vegetables actually it's the basic food for many type of life forms, and included the human body. I'm saying it bravely because it's a lot of scientific proof about the much more beneficial way of eating for the human being. And we call it vegetarianism. Yes, the vegetarianism came from the word vegetables. So people who are eating, the basic food of these people, of the food of these people is vegetables. And the vegetables have a different classes. Mistakenly, we counted in the class of vegetables also the leafy greens would have absolutely different structure and different benefit. So we will speak today about vegetables and leafy greens.
Yes, and is it true that we should include vegetables of different colors?
Vegetables have of course physical effect on our body. It have undissoluble and dissolvable fiber. It have vitamins, it have micro elements, it have chlorophyll. And some vegetables have the oils that's in very low amount. We're talking about amino acids, which are the bricks of the proteins. And vegetables have not very high percentage of the amino acids, but the leafy greens have a very high amount of amino acids, and that is why it's like proven way to say vegetarian diet is completely covering the daily needs of human being. And if we're talking about different colors, Margaret, you know, the nature's supplying different colors. It's green, it's yellow, it's purple, it's red, orange. And each type of color have a particular benefit and also particular energy. So I know many of my colleagues can be very ironical about that. So, but we understand the color is coming from the particular vibration frequencies. And these frequencies is covering our needs by filling ourselves with that particular qualities. If we will speak a bit on a bit technical language about bioresonance, so we will understand better each color bringing some special quality to fulfill our cells and to create this completeness in our needs. For example, like we all know about the needs of the vitamins. We know about vitamin C, vitamin A, E. We know even about vitamin P. Not much people know about
a P now as well.
Yes, vitamin P. The vitamin P actually is important to prevent the cardiovascular diseases. And the vitamin P is included in different colors of onion, and it's really a good way to prevent cardiovascular diseases to eat the onions. We can discuss about it later, how to eat the onions, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of contradictory discussions about this particular product. But in general, if I will speak about different types of vitamin, on the level of the resonance frequencies, we will see each vitamin have a particular characteristics. And these characteristics have an vibrational frequencies. And these frequencies are fulfilling the spectrum of our needs. So like that, it's like we will speak about the sound of human body, the sound of the cells, because and nowadays, some bioresonance equipment can, and aura equipment can read these characteristics. So we will see the full spectrums, what can be fulfilled by different types of vegetables.
Okay, very interesting. We look at vegetarians and we say, but if they're not eating meat, if they're not taking eggs, they're missing a lot of nutrients there.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to that?
So when we talking about vegetarianism, we need to understand it includes not only our physical body, it includes our psychological status, it includes our emotional issues, it includes our attitude towards life in general, because of course it is a free choice of everyone. But if we're talking about the flesh food, non-vegetarian food, and the vegetarian food, we will speak about the ethic of the society. So if our food is not involved into the process of killing, our food is much more respectful, and our life is much more respectful. So from my professional experience, I discovered one of the first conflicts in our childhood is the conflict of the eating, the habit of eating, because our parents teaching us how to be humanistic, how to be compassionate towards the animals. We have a pet at home. We're watching the cartoons when the animals making a lot of funny stories. And then after all of that, we're seeing our friends, our pets in a soup or in a steak. So it's a big conflict in a child's mind. Mm-hmm. This conflict is suppressed most of the time because it's like the way of our education making us to accept it and to avoid this sort of self-judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But that is how our self-attitude is twisted. So our self-respect cannot honestly grow up on our clear understanding whatever we're doing have to be respectful and have to be ethical. So people are like trying to cheat on themselves, but unfortunately it's impossible.
But apart from the ethical aspect, I mean, are they getting the nutrients they
about
need?
About the nutrients, yes. Sorry, I a bit twist my talk into the more psychological way. The nutrients, yes, it is another myth what exists in society. And unfortunately, even between my colleagues, medical colleagues, about we do not have enough amino acids and not enough nutrients. The particular vegetables have all spectrum of amino acids, like what? Like kale, it's a family of spinach, can include nuts, what is supplying the amino acids. We can speak about sprouted seeds and beans. And if we will speak about only vegetables, definitely it's not enough, because the vegetables are full of vitamins and fibers and another type of nutrients, but very poor with the amino acids. But if we will speak about the leafy greens, what is mm-hmm. also the plant grown mm-hmm. food, so we can discuss seriously about full supply of for human being.
Okay, so as long as they include the leafy greens, then they're getting all the nutrients.
Absolutely. Leafy greens, fruits. I agree, some specialists talking about the vegetarians sometime have a deficiency in the body. Yes, to be a vegetarian doesn't mean to be healthy. It's not enough just to be a vegetarian. You have to be a conscious vegetarian. You have mm-hmm. to understand what are you eating and what your food contained.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the discussion, like blind discussion about vegetarianism or flesh eating way, is quite unprofessional and unclassified, because we need to speak what is included into the diet. It's mm-hmm. not just the way, it's what is included. I can mm-hmm. say many meat, many flesh eaters have a big problems with the body, with the health, because the meat and the flesh is quite toxic to digest, to remove the waste. It's a very toxic product. And in our lifestyle, in our fast being, the body cannot cope with that.
Are you talking about steroids, antibiotics?
Not only, even the just natural meat. It's very...
Because those are in our meat as well, aren't they?
Yes. This is like artificial product, what is on the top. This is mm-hmm. the result of industrial food providing. But even if we speak about natural, like free-range animals and free-range poultry, flesh itself is not easy to digest. Mm-hmm. Instead, vegetables and fruits and leafy greens is easy to digest. And the seaweeds as well. When we're talking about the spectrum of the vegetarians, people usually saying, counting only the root vegetables like potato, carrot, and beetroot, mm-hmm. Sometimes marrows, sometimes mm-hmm. mistakenly they counting the tomatoes as a vegetable, it's fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very poor ideas about vegetarians, because the mm-hmm. vegetarianism included also the seaweed, it's included the seeds, the beans, the leafy greens, it's included it's included even the flowers, so it's included mm-hmm. many unexpected parts of the plant what people ignorantly ignoring. If we will speak about this conscious way of vegetarianism, definitely it contained all needs for human mm-hmm. being.
When a person is anemic, and we all tend to become anemic at some time in our lives, doctors automatically prescribe meat. So is there a parallel to it regarding vegetables?
Yes, I was very similar when I was operating as a doctor in Russia, in a hospital. Then I have to reframe my mind, because I understand it was my professional ignorance. Fortunately, we have much easier way to receive the iron and the manganese from the vegetables and from leafy greens.
As well?
Than from the from meat.
Okay.
And so if people have a tendency for anemia, I definitely will recommend them to have leafy green smoothies freshly made daily. So the other source of chlorophyll is also the fruits and also the seaweed.
Yes.
So Malta is one of the fantastic, have fantastic location in Mediterranean Sea, and you're surrounded by sea, and your sea is actually clear them around, for example, Greece. what I discovered during my research. So I think in the future to have a farm of the organically growing seaweed will be just a great support for Maltese people in their diet.
And in fact, we gave the recipe for the leafy green smoothie in our last program. So if you go to www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com, that's program 14, and we gave the recipe for the leafy green smoothie. This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing the nutritional value of vegetables. Dr. Lydia, every time we talk about vegetables, boiling seems to come to mind.
I want to answer, please do not kill your vegetables, because the killing product is not supporting, unfortunately, our needs, not supplying the right nutrients. The vegetables is a big source of the enzymes. It's a substance what is in control and helping us to receive the digested food. So without the enzymes, we are not able to absorb the food. No absorption. So the level of enzymes have to be high, and the enzymes dying when we are boiling vegetables. When the temperature is over 46 degrees, the enzymes are killed. So this is why now it's quite common product on supplements, the digestive enzymes. But it's easier and much cheaper to receive these enzymes from raw vegetables and leafy greens and fruits than to buy extra artificial digestive enzymes. Now is the winter time. It's cold, and everyone needs good support by eating the right food. I will suggest now to have a regular smoothie, leafy green smoothies with ginger, what is improving the blood circulation, with the onion, about the onion and garlic.
Onions as well in the smoothie.
We can put onions in the smoothie.
Interesting.
So, and we can make smoothie not only sweet, but also we can make them as a soup. We can add hot water.
But everything is raw, of course.
Raw, but we can add a bit of hot water so we can warm it.
Okay.
And it will be much more pleasant to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it as
interesting.
Yes, we can improve the smoothie is a very general idea. People usually think, oh, it's bananas or the berries or crushed ice, etc. Not at all. It's much bigger ideas about the smoothies. The most important benefit of smoothies, it's all raw. It's mean. Soluble fiber is there. The enzymes are there. The vitamins that are also diet with the temperature over 60 degrees, they're also there. So it's providing all our needs. And not just that, it's also regulating our alkaline acidic balance. So about that now, a lot of discussions as well. What is this alkalinity, what is acidity?
I think we need a whole program.
Yes, we need a whole program
about that.
It,
no? About how to alkalize the body.
We can discuss about it. What does it
mean?
Because
I think we really need a program.
People are interested about that, always asking. So we can discuss in a simple way, what is this, what is behind, and what is the benefit? Because it is a lot of serious cases of different diseases, included malignancies, cancer disease, how people recovering and how people changing the through the way of eating. Habit of eating, relations with the food.
so many vegetables prevent so many different conditions. Here I have something I found, for example, about broccoli. I found that it prevents osteoporosis, it boosts immunity, it's a storehouse of phytonutrients. I can't explain what that is, Dr. Lydia. Can you explain it to us?
Phytonutrients, it's plant nutrients. It's just the
Nutrients from plants.
From plants, yes.
Mm-hmm. Rich in vitamin C, excellent source of carotenoids. You have to help me there.
Yes.
What are carotenoids exactly?
Carotenoids is one of the famous, what people usually know, is a beta carotene. Some people lost the gallbladder. Yes, it was removed with the stones or sand or some inflammations. And the beta-carotene is preventing the colon from any malignancy. Without that, it is a high risk of polypus in the colon to be transformed into the malignant form, into tumors and the cancer. Mm-hmm. So beta-carotene, especially if people have this operation of gallbladder removed, it have a strong preventative effect.
Interesting. So these are broccoli always. They are rich in vitamin A, folates. Again here,
yes,
maybe
it's folic acid. Yes, it's improving the blood state. Yes. Every pregnant woman or women who pass through pregnancy, doctors say
yes.
Them for the folic acid.
Yes. Vitamin K, that's another strange one.
Yes, vitamin K. Usually we're talking about vitamin E and E together with K. Because mm-hmm. they are providing each other. It's a very strong antioxidant.
Antioxidants
is reducing the production of free radicals, what are aggressive in our body. Free radicals, one of the causes of cancer. And
do they destroy our good cells, the free radicals?
Free radicals destroying our good cells, yes. And mm-hmm. also providing the process of cancerous cells. Actually, we have to regulate. This is a sort of dark side of the oxygen. We're talking about always the how important and how good the oxygen for us. But the process of oxidization have also this pathological effect. And the free radical is a result of that effect. We can discuss next time about it more.
So broccoli also have vitamin B complex as well. They're also rich in vitamin B complex. Imagine now what a storehouse of nutrients
yes.
Broccoli are. Kale, good for cardiovascular health, prevents cancer, has an anti-inflammatory effect.
Yes, and it's also one of the leafy greens that is covering all needs on amino acids.
I've just discovered kale and I use it in my
leafy green smoothie,
yes. Brussels sprouts, they boost the immune system, they lower cholesterol, they aid in digestion, combat inflammation, increase cardiovascular health.
It's also very good brush because it have a fantastic fiber. It's a good brush for our colon. So to clean up the walls of the colon and to improve the peristaltic, it's very, very beneficial vegetable.
Spinach, 25%. It has 25% of our daily intake of iron, rich in antioxidants, rich in vitamin K, 47% of the daily intake of vitamin C. It is rich in omega-3, prevents osteoporosis, prevents cancer.
Yes. Also, I want to mention the vegetables have different forms, different shapes. And if we can speak about, like if nature can speak with us, the nature is speaking through these shapes and through the color. Like, for example, if you will cut the carrot, the picture of a carrot will remind us the iris of the eye. If you will look to the walnut, for example, it will remind you the structure of the brain, anatomical mm-hmm. structure of the brain. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the nutrients what is supplying supporting these organs, like carrot, rich of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
The walnut have a fantastic collection of different micro elements, what is necessarily for brain. If we talk about beetroot, it's reminding the womb, and it's really good for the female's health. If we will speak about tomatoes, we will speak about the red cells. Yes? So just need to see and to understand the meaning of this language.
So what do you have in store for us for our next program, Dr. Lydia?
I think we need to speak about onion, garlic, because it's a big discussion. So some specialists talking about the bad side of that vegetable and some talking about the goodness. I think we need to discuss on both sides, because it's not a question about the vegetable, it's a question about the amount of this vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
So I also would like to give some recipes for this winter.
That's true. Good idea.
How can you prevent and or cure yourself at home? And also how you can protect your children, because children are very attracted to wrong food that is suitable for the tongue but not suitable for the rest of the body.
Very interesting program next time. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
Thank you for inviting me.
I just hope that you, our listeners, are enjoying our programs, and if you would like us to answer any of your queries, either by email or on our program, then send an email to campusfm@um.edu.mt. And you can also listen to our program, Sukhiyam, at your own convenience by getting in touch with our website, www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. This is Margaret Arjus, who'd like to thank you for listening to us, and I leave you with this thought. Just because you're not sick does not mean you're healthy.